From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. On the eve of a U.S.-China dialogue, President Donald Trump said Beijing's efforts to persuade North Korea to rein in its nuclear missile programs have failed. In a tweet, he said while he greatly appreciates the efforts of President Xi and China to help with North Korea, it has not worked out. He said, at least I know China tried. The president also called the death Monday of American student Otto Warmbier, medically evacuated last week from North Korea in a coma, a disgrace. His spokesman is Sean Spicer.
When you look at how he was handled, it's something that we will continue to apply economic and political pressure and try to continue to work with our allies. We've had, I think, positive movement on China over the past 5 months of this administration, and we'll continue to work with them and others to put the appropriate pressure on North Korea to change this behavior and this regime.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Chief Jim Mattis will sit down Wednesday with their Chinese counterparts in Washington, State Councilor Yang Jiechi and Chinese Army Chief General Fang Fenghui. The U.S. and North Korea will be a priority. Meanwhile, South Korea described as a grave provocation discovery of a North Korean drone near the demilitarized zone. According to the mayor, dozens of people were killed Tuesday in the Central African Republic town of Bria after fighting there erupted among rival factions. Many more were wounded. The violence took place just a day after the Bangui government and most armed factions signed a peace agreement in Rome. Thousands have died in sectarian and ethnic violence in the CAR since a Muslim alliance called Salika ousted the government of President Francois Bozizé in 2013. The fighting in Bria involved former Salika Muslim Alliance members and Christian anti-Balaka fighters. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Department said an American warplane downed an armed Iranian-made drone close to where U.S. personnel were training and advising rebel forces. The action took place near the Syria-Jordanian border, followed the downing of a pro-regime drone on June 8. It also followed Sunday's downing of a Syrian jet bombing close to U.S.-backed rebels in Raqqa province. That prompted a warning from Russia, which backs Syria in the conflict, that it would track U.S. coalition aircraft west of the Euphrates River. Heightened U.S.-Russia tensions has U.S. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres concerned.
These kind of incidents can be very dangerous in a conflict situation in which there are so many actors and in which the situation is so complex on the ground. So, indeed, I am concerned, and I hope that this will not lead to any escalation of a conflict that is already as dramatic as it is.
Meanwhile, airstrikes and artillery bombardments by Syrian forces resumed against rebels in Deraa, a city near Jordan. The U.S. has questioned the two-week-old diplomatic spat between Qatar and four other countries over its alleged support of terrorism. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Washington is still waiting for an explanation of the grievances from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt over their breaking up diplomatic ties.
Numerous other calls have taken place with the leaders of UAE, Oman, Kuwait, Bahrain, and others. Now that it's been more than 2 weeks since the embargo started, we are mystified that the Gulf states have not released to the public, nor to the Qataris, the details about the claims that they are making toward Qatar. The more the time goes by, the more doubt is raised about the actions taken by Saudi Arabia and the UAE.
Qatar's foreign minister is to arrive in Washington next week for talks and has said Qatar will not negotiate a resolution of the dispute until its neighbors lift a trade and travel embargo. President Trump met at the White House Tuesday with his Ukrainian counterpart Petro Poroshenko, who praised U.S. support of Kiev in the conflict with pro-Russian separatists.
We really fighting to bring freedom and democracy. And I'm absolutely confident that our effective coordination can bring the peace to my nation, to my land, and can support our territorial integrity and sovereignty.
The White House said the discussion centered on support for a peaceful resolution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Trump administration announced sanctions on nearly 40 individuals and organizations over Russia's actions. The UN Security Council is to vote Wednesday on a French-sponsored draft resolution to back a West African force to combat terrorism, as well as arms, drug, and human trafficking in Africa's Sahel region. Republican Karen Handel defeated Democrat John Ossoff in a Georgia special congressional election to fill the seat vacated by Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.